Morena, it's 8:32. You're listening to The Morning After with Ben and Josh. On the other end of the line, we do have Dylan. I am excited because we are talking Tate Music Prize 2021. Thanks for coming on to the show this morning.
Not a problem there, Josh. Morena to everyone out there. How's Christchurch doing this morning?
Just great.
Oh, it's doing fantastic. Pretty nice weather, actually. We've had a couple of rainy days recently, so it's a bit of sun coming out, which is always nice.
Mm.
Yeah, fantastic. We've had a good one up here in Auckland too. Nice, sunny blue day, you know, for announcing the nominees for the Tate Music Prize this year.
Oh, yeah. So exciting. Well, we've had this list, and I'll be honest, it's been on the edge of my tongue all week. I've been so excited. But we'll let you do the honours if you want to run us down the finalists that we have for the 2021 Tate Music Prize.
For sure. I think that's great that you've had that list under embargo and not been able to tell anyone, but it's very exciting to announce. We have 10 albums in contention this year from a diverse range of musicians. I'll list them off now, if you wish, in alphabetical order.
Yes,
sounds good.
We have Anna Coddington's album Beans on Loop Recordings. We have LAB's LAB4, also on Loop. We also have Nadia Reid from down in Dunedin, her album's Out of My Province on Slow Time Records. Red Fountain's self-titled album, Red Fountain, is on Flying Nun.
Mm.
We have Rhea Hall's Manawa Wera on Loop Recordings. Lovely Tammy Nielsen with her record Chickaboom on Nielsen Records. We have the wonderful Beth ripping it up with Jump Rope Gazers on Car Park Records.
Mm-hmm.
The Phoenix Foundation out of Wellington with their album Friendship, that's on their own label. Troy Kingy is making another appearance this year with The Ghost of Freddie Caesar on AAA Records. And rounding up the list is the Auckland band Wax Chattels with their album Clot on Flying Nun.
Yes.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's a really awesome lineup this year.
Mm.
There was a couple on there that I was like, oh, very happy to see them on. So, you know,
yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
It's great. So they're in the running to win a cash prize of $12,500 thanks to our founding partners of the Tate Prize, Record Music New Zealand, and the supporting partner New Zealand Music Commission this year. Mm. It's a really, really cool thing to recognise and acknowledge the albums that came out last year, and we're really looking forward to the ceremony. We're also announcing the Auckland Live Best Independent Debut Award.
Yes, doesn't stop there.
Of course. Do you want to run us through them as well?
Yes,
three albums on that list, all fantastic.
There's three newcomers. They receive a $2,000 cash prize. And a performance or technical upskilling opportunity with thanks to our buddies up here at Auckland Live. The albums this year nominated are I'm Amelia with Wow on Sun Return, Dick Move with Chop on 1-12 Records, and Nah Noise Waiting For You, which is on 1-12.
Amazing. Gosh.
Interesting brand new talent there, and they're certainly ones to be waiting out for and watching out for in the future.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
While we've got you, how important is it that we always uplift music in Aotearoa, and how significant are these awards?
Oh, I think it's exceedingly important, and I would encourage anyone out there to have a listen to all of the finalists, really, and you know, I want to congratulate all the finalists on getting in there. I'm just putting up a Spotify playlist live as we speak, really, so that people can check out all of those records.
Fantastic.
Amazing.
And how did your, I guess, love and you know, commitment, which has obviously gone into your field of work, begin for New Zealand music, where you're always big into music and you were just like, I'm just going to do whatever I can in the industry for this? Or was it something that you kind of developed over the years?
For me personally, you know, it's been a lifelong thing. I grew up in mid-Canterbury in the strange little town called Ashburton.
Hell yeah.
Familiar with it?
Go on, Vegas.
And then spent time, about 4 years in Christchurch, playing in bands.
And
it's kind of a love of either playing in bands or collecting records.
Mm.
It's kind of led me into the industry. It's been a lifelong sort of thing, really. I've really enjoyed my time here, and I'm happy to be sort of representing independent music as a non-profit here at IMZ for the last nine years or so.
Yeah.
And working for about 9 years at Flying Nun as well.
Awesome.
It's been, a lifelong love, and appreciation for the musicians who create music here in this country. It's a wonderful thing to support. So, yeah. Couldn't be happier.
Yeah, thank you for giving these Aotearoa artists this platform and for, you know, allowing us to celebrate all the fantastic music we do have. The ceremony also includes so many other fantastic presentations too. The Independent Music New Zealand Classic Record Award, Independent Spirit Award, and so many more.
Yeah, there's those two. We'll announce those on the night. So, or actually, the Classic Record, I think we announced in a couple of weeks' time. But yes, it's a really great way for artists and the local industry to come together and you know, celebrate the music. It's pretty good.
Definitely. And whoever wins this year will be joining an illustrious history. Last year, Troy Kingy won, then Avondale Bowling Club. Oh, I love that album. Aldeus Harding, Street Chant, Silicone, Jacob Lord back in 2014. SJD, Unknown Mortal Orchestra, of course, Lady Six, Lawrence Arabia. Out of that list, I mean, this might be hard because I'm sure you were involved in the in the process for a lot of these.
Picking between children.
Out of the you know, older list, is there any of those albums that you find yourself going back to?
I'm probably legally obliged to say all of them.
of course.
And of course, there's a bunch of records that you know, finalists and not ultimately winners. But I think UMO, I think Unknown Mortal Orchestra, I think what he's been doing over the last 20 odd years, I guess now. It's just incredible, an incredible amount of work, and I really appreciate his songwriting and his mastery of the craft, really. It's always wonderful to hear a new tune coming out from him. So if I had to pick favourites, then yeah, I'd go UMO.
All right. Very cool, very cool. Well, thank you so much for coming onto the show this morning. We really appreciate, you know, you giving us a bit of time this morning to talk about this. And we thank you for all the work you do for independent music across the country. It's really awesome that we, you know, musicians have opportunities like this to get their name out there and to get kind of, you know, a leg up in the industry. So it's really cool.
Celebrating it all.
I completely agree. And thank you very much for your time there, Josh. It's all wonderful to talk to you guys.
No worries. Cool. Thank you.
Cheerio.